Hello everyone, good evening and you welcome to tonight's podcast. My name is Domi. Thank you for tuning in and this is to wish you all a wonderful 2023. Happy New Year, guys. Yeah, so this is my first podcast for the year and I'm so excited. And above all, I'm so excited about today's topic. You know, it's something that has to do with in married folks, so yeah, this is just something little for them tonight. So the topic is titled handling deal breakers in marriage, and I think it's an exciting one. So I just want to, you know, to plead with you to sit back, relax and enjoy every bit of tonight's podcast. And at the same time, I want to appreciate you guys for sticking close to this podcast all through 2022. You guys are the real MVPs. I'm really grateful for your support. Thank you. I believe you will do much more this year. Thank you guys and I'll be right back. I know we have 1,001 things we all cannot tolerate in relationships. I know we say, once this person does this, I am done. This is the end. I can't take this. These are my deal breakers. These are things that I cannot deal with. So, you know, in case where, you know, you're now married and some of these deal breakers that you had said in your dating period, in your courtship period, that you were not going to tolerate, what if these things are coming up in your marriage? Are you just going to say, yes, this is it, and I'm going to quit right away. I can't do this anymore. Change is the only constant thing in life, and as much as change is constant, people are subject to change. We've seen people, you know, who have moved from being good to better, while some could, you know, just transcend into being worse and, you know, affected by several factors of life. God forbid if you have a spouse whose character has gone south, what would you do then? So I have few points I'm just going to share with you tonight. I just want you to, you know, to listen and pay attention to this. The first point which I'm going to talk about is, in as much as prayer sounds so cliche, but it's also effective. The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Prayer is effective. Commit the heart of your partner to God while going through this phase. Don't have, you know, like a goat, just like him or her. Because if there are two goats in the family, apparently there is bound to be a problem. So I guess one person will be the goat while the other is the sheep. And the second point is, it's better to have spouses who are remorseful. You know, when people do certain bad things, and, you know, people that are quick to say, you know, they are sorry, people who feel remorseful, are better in such a way that, no, I know that there is no justification for bad behavior, right? But people who are quick to say, you know, people who are remorseful are better than people who would, you know, do certain things and they wouldn't even care about how you feel. So if probably he or she is going through some certain level of roughness emotionally or otherwise, you can have a serious discussion with him or her and take, you know, further steps by meeting professionals, you know, talking to counselors on how you can make your marriages work. And number three is that, as much as they say, in, you know, don't involve third parties in marriages, but at times there are certain situations that cannot be handled by either the man or the woman. And in resolving this issue, you would need to involve an unbiased relation, maybe like a pastor, maybe like, you know, your uncle, somebody whose opinion will be, you know, unbiased. Yeah. So the fourth point is, once your spouse is going completely overboard and not listening to anyone's advice, I think it's better to plan a vacation with your kids unannounced. Like, you know, let him or her come back to an empty house. I think the rude awakening could help reset, you know, their brain and probably get them back right on track. So yes, and I the fifth point here is that if, you know, you're probably, your deal breaker is, you know, either a domestic violence or emotional violence, and if this happens to, you know, something that now comes up in your marriage, I would advise that you should separate from your spouse for a while, you know, until the other party is ready to receive professional help or possibly surrender his or her life to Christ. And the sixth point is, if your spiritual brother turned to a pagan suddenly, somebody, you know, who was always keen about church activities, who was always in midweek services, all of a sudden is no longer interested, then you can possibly choose whatever he or she loves the most to draw him to Christ. That is, if he was in Christ in the first place. If he likes novels, you can buy him Christian novels, something that will just draw him back to Christ. And the seventh point, which is like the second to the last point now, is that if your deal breaker is no alcohol, and you know your wife or your husband started drinking alcohol, find out what, you know, what has made them change in a subtle way. Advise they mix, you know, their drinks with soft drinks, and do this, you know, giving tangible reasons why they should. And I believe gradually, when you ask in love, you know, probably about the big deal they see in the drink, and most of them will justify their acts, but try and provide an alternative, like a non-alcoholic, you know, drink for them, and tell them the benefits of taking it. So the last point is, if your husband or wife cheats on you, and you are aware of this, you can drop in at their meeting point without a fight and try and do a little blackmail, especially if, you know, they are being caught in the hats. Try threatening them that a picture, or probably, you know, when you get to find them in an awkward position, then tell them that it will be posted on social media. But for this to fly, for this to be scary, you need to have the guts. If your husband knows that you are the specimen type and you don't have guts, then you wouldn't be taken seriously. So yeah, and just advise them, ask the side chicks and your husband, whichever one, so ask them to go their separate ways, and their, you know, their videos, their pictures will be published, and I believe no one will want to spread their linen, you know, spread outside. This might be a little bit extreme, but yeah, I think it could work. So yeah, these are just a few points of mine tonight. I hope it helps someone. I hope you don't get to divorce your husband, you know, due to this deal breakers, and I hope you don't get to divorce your wives. Just talk it through, and I pray the Lord will help you. The Lord will guide you. All right. Thank you for listening, and have a good night. Bye.